This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Little Rock police are looking for a car involved in a deadly hit and run. Police say Billy Joe Morris was lying in the street Tuesday night when he was run over and killed. Authorities say a witness stopped and asked the man if he needed help when another car rolled through the intersection, hitting Morris and then not stopping. The National Weather Service has sent out crews to survey storm damage in three counties in Arkansas. The service's teams are touring damage in Johnson, Independence, and Jackson counties. Four people died early yesterday morning when tornadoes moved through the western part of the state. Officials are searching the Buffalo River today for a Newton County man. Authorities say 21-year-old David Boyd was trying to swim across the river Tuesday night when he went missing. The National Park Service says the river was muddy and carrying a lot of debris. A tornado touched down Wednesday afternoon at Oil Trough, causing damage but no injuries. Independence County Emergency Coordinator Glenn Willis said it started out in the Southside area with straight-line wind damage. Lightning struck one home on Newport Road, blew trees down on Linda Lane and other areas, snapping some power poles. Willis said some trees were blown down on Batesville Boulevard just south of the Southside Grill. State police reported a tornado touched down near Oil Trough near 6 Mile Lane, hitting the Wayne Henson home, causing considerable damage. Henson was watching the cloud on his porch and saw the tornado drop down from the cloud, said he had just enough time to get back in the house and warn his wife before it hit. No one was injured. The twister also took the roof off a relative's house that was adjacent to his home. Willis said the tornado then turned northeast and crossed the White River near Duck Puddle Lane and the Independence-Jackson County line. Willis said the tornado then went back into the crowd. Willis said the tornado was about a quarter mile wide and was on the ground for over 4.5 miles. In all, the storm damaged 7 homes in the Oil Trough area and knocked out electrical power as well. And in Newport, authorities say a huge breaker at a substation just off Highway 69 outside Newport caught fire and blew with a loud, resounding sound. Major damage was reported, but it was not caused by a tornado. Dateline Joplin, Missouri, where officials say 232 people are still unaccounted for 4 days after a deadly tornado ripped through there. The deputy director of the Missouri Department of Public Safety, Andrea Spiller, said a list of the names will be released today. She urged survivors to check in. Officials said previously they believe people who are unaccounted for aren't necessarily dead or trapped in debris. They say many are probably safe but failed to tell friends and family where they were. Cell phone service in Joplin remains spotty. At least 125 people were killed in the tornado, and the estimated number of injured has climbed to more than 900.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.